Hello, this is Larry Russ, former keyboardist and vocalist for the classic rock band Iron Butterfly. I'm hanging out rocking with Seattle Wave Radio.
Welcome to Northwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com, and be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started. Yeah, I'm really happy to have everybody with us today. As you know, I'm a huge advocate for music, independent music, music in general, but especially the Northwest music scene. Right now in the Northwest, Seattle in particular, we are really just a hotbed of just one dynamic act after another. The well and the depth of talent in which we can pull from is endless. We have flooded the world with what's going on. And there's no better barometer of that than my guest today, Josh Clausen. And Josh is a member of a band called Flow Motion. They started the Summer Meltdown Festival, one of the most premier music summer festivals at the foothill of the Cascades. People camp there. They bring in the biggest acts, and they're going to do it again in August. So we're going to talk to Josh about his band Flow Motion. We're going to talk about the Summer Meltdown Festival. Hopefully you guys can get out there to that. If not, you can always pick up the music online and listen. But it's going to be a fantastic event. So thanks, Josh, for coming on.
You bet, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Take us back to the beginning. How did all of this it's really been a long journey from where you started out in the San Juans to where you are today.
Yeah, it really has been quite a lengthy journey. This will be our 14th year running. And I say 14, and I think a lot of people assume that we've been a big festival for 14 years. But no, it started out the first year on San Juan Island with about 150 people on a home-built stage out in a field that we mowed and built with a loud generator surrounded by hay bales about 50 yards behind the stage. So that's what it started as. You know, at the time I was 22, we were just making a party happen for our friends and our community and trying to raise a few bucks for the next tour or some gear or the van. And it slowly, every year, has grown as an event. And we've had to relocate. This is our fourth venue. Started on San Juan, moved to Camano Island 2 years later, moved to Cedro Woolley, we're there for a couple of years. Now we're in Darrington, where we've been for 9 years at the White Horse Mountain Amphitheater and have been growing steadily ever since that first year.
Well, you guys really put on a fantastic festival, and you bring in the best talent that we have to offer, not only now in the Pacific Northwest, but acts are coming in from all around, not only in the Northwest, but this year, just to give everybody a feel for it, you have Sir Mix-a-Lot, big time in the news right now. Everybody's been hearing about Sir Mix-a-Lot. Alan Stone, he's been on every, Jay Leno, just about every nighttime show. They've mixed everybody up, so I don't even know who's on anymore, but Conan, I think he was on Conan. He's been everywhere. Grizzled Mighty did a fantastic show at Bumbershoot last year. Chris Orlowski, many people know him. And the list just goes on and on and on of the fantastic talent you've been able to draw.
Yeah, it really is strong this year, and personally, one of my personal favorites this year especially. So I'm really satisfied with our programming this year. Every year it's always been an adventure to find the right acts, and also it being born out of the Northwest and born from musicians and the local music community, we're really focused on the regional acts. Some of the national acts that are coming in are just some of our favorites, and every year we're looking for the best fits for the Meltdown. It's definitely a unique crowd. It's a very danceable crowd. And I feel like Alan Stone, Lord Huron, and Star Effer, and some of these other acts are just prime for this crowd, and vice versa.
Well, and another thing that kind of makes this unique is it's also a family-friendly event, and you actually encourage people to bring their children.
Absolutely. Like I said, when I started this, I was 22. My son is now 13. He and his buddies have all been raised. This is a festival that's been organized and produced by friends and the local musicians around and the community of friends. And so there's tons of kids. We have an amazing kids area. We have a Little Seahorse Music Academy where kids are building their own instruments and they're performing. There's, performing their set on Sunday. And we have a kids parade. It's very family friendly. Of course, we have a late night tent for the after hours. And we also have a beer garden for the, 21 and up. But the venue is vast. It's a 40-acre, actually we take over 60 acres of forested camping and beautiful grounds that host everybody. So really, there's something for everybody there in this beautiful scenic venue. So we really do encourage bringing your kids and your family and making it a weekend as a family.
Yeah, I think that something is very special because, a lot of times it is hard. You don't quit being cool no matter what our children think once you have children. You can keep on being cool even after the kids come. And so, but a lot of times you can't leave your kids at home for the whole weekend. Law enforcement kind of frowns on that. But it's even kind of hard to find people to watch your kids for the weekend. So bring them out and let them experience great music. Get it into them early, and it'll last them an entire lifetime.
Yeah, some of the acts that are on our lineup this year are actually kids who have been raised every year at the Meltdown, and Kenzie Rose and the Juicy Jets. They're a band, a high school group out of Everett. Ethan Schmidt and his friends, they're 16, 15 years old. They've been to the Meltdown every year for the last 12 or 13 as just infants up to what the age they're at now, and they're performing at the Meltdown. And it really fosters this community and the vibe of working together as a village and the music being the glue to what feeds our community.
Mm-hmm. And people could go right now to summermeltdownfest.com and they can buy tickets and they can learn more about the event. There's a list of all, there are so many performers. Is there an actual, do you have an actual number of how many performers there are, Josh?
I believe we've hit 47 acts this year.
And that is this crazy.
This is a four-night event. So we open the gates at noon on Thursday out in Darrington at the White Horse Mountain Amphitheater, and performances start Thursday evening, and they run through Sunday evening. There's, like I said, the forested campground. There's RV camping available. There's a river access on site where you can go and cool down and bathe by the water, like a sunbathe next to a beautiful, crystal clear North Fork of the Stillaguamish River. And all the while, there's performance after performance on four different stages throughout the weekend entertainment.
It's August 7th through the 10th, so there's still plenty of time that you can start to plan. So you can get your tickets now. It's like camping at a concert. It's in the Cascades. It's like the three C's, camping, concerts, Cascades. So it's a beautiful place on the planet in which to hear some of the best music on the planet and to do it one with nature. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to actually play one of the songs from Flow Motion, and we'll come back and talk about it on the other side, and it's called Time Goes, and we'll be right back with Josh and talk more about Flow Motion and the Summer Meltdown Festival. I'll be right back.
Got a crazy feeling in my blood, telling me not to worry. I can hear the hum, the city and the buzz, telling me not to hurry. 'Cause time will go and time will fade, and in time I'll see you on the way. I may go or I may stay, but I will see you on the way. Thank you. like the warm and sunny rain, brings a smile to ease the pain. I can feel you in these days, feel you right into my brain. Time will go and time will fade, and in time I'll see you on the way. I may go or I may stay, but I will see you on the way. On the way. On the way. When I find that peace of mind, high blows the wind. In the sky, see you shining. High blows the wind. Goodbye to your car and to your skin.
With Josh Clausen of Slow Motion. We're talking about the Summer Meltdown Festival going to be held in Darrington, Washington, August 7th through the 10th. It's a four-day event. You can get tickets, find out more information at summermeltdownfest.com. This is a fantastic, one of the best music festivals that goes on in the Pacific Northwest in the beautiful Cascade Mountains in Darrington, if you're familiar with that at all. And so, Josh, what are some of your favorite memories of, I mean, you've really watched this evolve over the last 14 years. What are kind of some of the stories that come to mind that you tell your friends about? What are the things that stick out in your mind?
Well, there's, you know, there's been so many years of growth and, you know, the community that comes together for this event and that has been coming together for all these years is massive. It has evolved every year, and so many different people lend their talents. It's not a festival like people think of festivals this size, where there's an organization, a promoter, or a producer, per se. Over the years, it really has been a kind of community effort. And some of the best memories I can say are related to our years of growth and hitting, you know, some serious roadblocks along the way, where we've grown out of a site and we or have had issues getting the permits for the venue, which was not a venue. It was actually just somebody's property. And so you had a team of people stationed on Kameno Island redirecting people to another venue back in 2003, as we had in just a couple of months before the event relocated and built a new site, meaning every aspect of that, from the stage, hand-built off of a single-wide mobile home floor that was out in the field. We decided to just take advantage of what was already there and construct a stage and a secondary stage, and then blaze some trails through the trees and build some camping zones for people. And that kind of camaraderie and community for the cause of this gathering has just been mind-blowing, and there's nothing quite like it out there. And there's no way for me to get that back. That is something that occurred. It is a different now. We're not building the stage anymore. We're not blazing trails for camping. It's the different things that we are focused on now, which are the safety and security of everybody, as well as the real important amenities that people need that are consuming our focus now. But those memories of how we used to organize this event back in the day and the hands-on help that we were getting from the community and our friends will never fade. And they're so strong. And I can't wait to put together some kind of footage, some kind of little documentary of the progression one of these years, where you can see these different venues and the different shapes that the festival has taken building up to what it is now. It's really incredible.
Well, and because you guys are so close, and yeah, I think things are going to be a little bit different this year in Darrington. There's I think even a more emotional aspect with the mudslide that's gone on in that area. Are you factoring
right.
that in at all?
Oh yeah, we have definitely been factoring and watching the entire time as the terrible tragedy has occurred and been working its way to rehabilitation out there. I mean, the families and the first responders, we plan to honor them and have a prayer tree where people can tie on thoughts and prayers towards the victims, the lost loved ones, and take a moment because the main road out there goes right directly through the zone, right through the mudslide zone, and it's hard to fathom when you're driving through there. It is going to be an emotional year, and we're definitely really grateful to be a part of the rebuilding, actually. It's been really interesting to see how the community and how we fit into the community these days. And because Darrington, you know, is the bluegrass capital of the Northwest. That's the home where we host. It's the home of the Bluegrass Festival. They call it the Darrington Bluegrass Park. We call it White Horse Mountain Amphitheater so that we don't confuse it with bluegrass. But that community, they're really embracing what we do, and I know that we are really embracing that community by taking these measures and donating to the cause, sending resources there, and also doing our best to pay attention to what's going on and how to help out there.
Well, music really is a healing bridge, and that's a very close community, and you have a really close community in the music community. You have a close community in the festival community, and then you have a very close community in the Darrington area. So there's going to be all of this really love that's going to all come together through music and through longevity through the festival and then through the emotion of what's happened in that community. And if no one has ever been to that part of the country, because I know we have people listening from really all over the world, Darrington, Washington, it really is idyllic of what people think Washington looks like. Washington's really a vast state, and you have oceans and deserts and farms and mountains, but what people think about usually is that scenic, tree, mountainous kind of green, and that's where this festival is at, right there in the Cascades. It's an absolutely beautiful place to come and spend time with your family and be able to listen to this fantastic music that Josh and the organizers have been able to put together year after year.
Yeah, the venue is literally sitting at the base of a 7,000-foot peak, that is Glacier Peak, with snow cap on top, with gating waterfalls coming down. This is visual from the venue. It's from the stage. It's like you could reach out and touch this, you know, touch these waterfalls. It's that close. And it just adds this air of awe when you're there. It's awe-inspiring, and I truly cannot say that I've been to a nicer, more gorgeous venue as a performer and as a producer.
We encourage people to get out and go to this. It's going to be a really special year this year. It's special every year, but there's even a little more emotional impact this year with the Darrington area and the mudslides. And you can definitely go and support the community and this wonderful thing that's going on through music there. Again, summermeltdownfest.com. It's also on Facebook, Summer Meltdown. Josh, you can find Josh. He has his own website, joshclawson.com. You can find out more information. August 7th through the 10th, and you have it every year. So if for some reason you can't make it this year, they'll be back next year. And if you are, it's really worth the trip. So you can come out and camp and bring your family and bring your parents, bring your grandparents, bring everybody out. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to play, and Slow Motion's going to get on stage. All these guys, Josh and his band, are going to get on stage, and they're going to be one of the acts, and you're going to be able to hear these songs. And I don't know how you do it, Josh, because you've got to be really busy with everything going on organizing this event, and then you have to get up there and be a performer too.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be busy here. The Flow Motion band really started this festival. We kicked it off and we headlined it every year up until 2011 as Flow Motion. We then evolved and changed our name to the True Spokes in 2012, put out a new record as the True Spokes and have been going under that name since then. So this year actually is a reunion set by Flow Motion. In some ways, the founders of the festival, we've organized some of the old school members and we're relearning some of the old cuts. And we're going to grace the Meltdown stage this year and put on an event or a reunion set that will definitely not, you will not want to be missing this. It's going to be full of all the deep cuts and the fun jams that so many Meltdown fans will remember from years past.
All right. Well, go to summermeltdownfest.com. We have links on our website right now. Get your ticket, get the family together, and go listen to some great music in God's country. We're going to play Is That Right by Flow Motion. I'll be right back.
Just keep it. So very unnecessary. Just pop on
Well, that's our show. We would like to thank our listeners, our guests, and of course our sponsor, Audible.com. We've included an easy one-click link to Audible.com where you can just go and browse and check out and see if catching up on your reading is right for you through an audiobook. The first book is free. It doesn't cost anything to check it out. So check it out. Get back with us. Let us know what you think. And be sure to also check out NorthwestPrime.com for this interview and other great interviews that we've had with numerous celebrities and other entertainers in the past. Thanks and have a great day.
Seattle Wave Radio. Your Seattle, your scene.
This is Matthew Meadows, better known to some of you as Rango the Dog, and you're surfing the seas of mojo with Seattle Wave Radio. Catch the wave.